Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is learning to be a follower and leader. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Learning to be a follower and leader. Written by Laura Bailey. Read by Laura Bailey. Then he said to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me." Luke 9:23, NLT. Are you a leader or a follower? Which would you say if you were asked? Do you identify as one over the other? Or perhaps both, depending on your circumstances? A quick internet search and over 15 million quizzes, articles, and resources can help determine whether we tend to be leaders or followers. Why the interest in this subject? Culturally, leaders have been praised for bold words, brave actions, and boundary-pushing agendas. However, as Christians, we see numerous times to follow Christ, who walked humbly and elevated others. Does Scripture encourage us to be followers or leaders? It tells us to engage in both roles. We see the importance of being a disciple of Christ throughout the New Testament. Jesus tells us, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me." Luke 9:23, NIV. So we must do three things: deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. All commandments seem like a follower, so where do believers have the opportunity to lead? Jesus tells his disciples that their job is to lead the charge in making more disciples, baptizing them, and teaching them to obey God's word. Check out Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." For many Christians, we've heard the verses above. Perhaps we have them written on a shirt or created a pretty post on social media with the scripture. But we need to go deeper than just rote memorization. Faith coupled with action, the call to follow Christ. We need to do the deep heart work and ask, how does following Christ change how I live and equip and encourage me to fulfill the Great Commission to go and make disciples? There are so many things competing for our time for many of us. God has not called us to full-time ministry, but he does invite us into a more profound commitment to serving him. Being a disciple isn't always easy. Jesus tells us it will be pretty tricky, but the reward is great. 1 Peter 2:19-25 outlines what it looks like to live godly lives. It also tells us three things. We should expect to suffer because Christ suffered. Jesus is our example, and he trusted himself to God. We were once lost sheep, but now we are under the protector of the Good Shepherd. Faith is not always easy, and happy obedience isn't, at least for me. But just as Jesus had a greater plan for the disciples 2,000 years ago, he has a plan for us. He is working all things for our good and his glory, Romans 8:28. While the original 12 disciples had particular roles, our jobs are no less important. We still exist for the same purpose, to know God and make him known as we follow Christ and lead others to our Lord and Savior. Intersecting faith and life. Take time today and ask yourself, is God calling me into a deeper discipleship commitment? Perhaps you must first ask, have I had a personal encounter with Christ? If the answer is yes, are you prioritizing a relationship with the living God? And lastly, are you walking in faithful obedience to what God has called us to do for him and his kingdom? For further reading, check out Dear Christian, Are You a Disciple? And Matthew 5:13-14.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.